brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. Welcome back to The Natural Beauty Show. Today is a brand spotlight special. We're going to introduce three brands that have individual products with a clear focus. Joining me now is Maria Garside, who is the head of marketing and daughter of the founders of beauty brand Enlight. Thank you for joining us today, Maria. It's lovely to speak to you. Tell us a bit about the brand and the journey. Obviously, you know, being the daughters, it's a family run business. Yes. And so you've been very much, I imagine, involved with the whole journey from concept to fruition.
Yes, very much so. So I'm the head of marketing and I deal with all the side of communications within the brand. Enlight Beauty was born in 2007 by Dr. Mariano Spiezia and Loredana Spiezia, who also happened to be my parents. Mm-hmm. Dr. Spiezia is a medical doctor. He's also a homeopath and a herbalist who has always been absolutely passionate about nature and the natural world. You know, growing up, he was always very much part of everything, really, and still is today. So the way that everything started, it probably goes back to the 80s, where Dr. Spiezia ran his first detox center in Italy. And in those days, he used to make his own tinctures. Well, he still does, because he works privately too. So, and, you know, he very much felt that everything that he was giving people to heal on the inside should be mimicked on the outside too. Mm-hmm. He started playing with the idea of using the same herbs that we use in tinctures into balms and oils, so they could be applied on the skin to work from the outside in, as well as the tinctures working from the inside out.
Yeah.
So it's actually kind of the beginning of the concept of the skincare and where it comes from. So it's you know, it's from a long, long time ago.
Yeah, that's amazing. And your products are all 100% organic, aren't they? Which is actually quite a rarity. It's very rare to find a brand that, lots of brands include organic elements to their products, but rarely 100% organic. Is that something that your father felt was really important?
Yes.
For the quality of the product?
Yes. I think, you know, organic is kind of the base, the core of sustainability. And for him and, you know, everyone in the business, actually, it was always kind of something that we wanted to achieve. You know, there's been various hurdles because it's quite hard to be completely 100% certified. But from the beginning of Enlight to still now and, you know, forever going on, it will always be what we're about. And we were actually the first company to be 100% certified organic by Cosmos.
Yeah.
The Soil Association, and I believe we still are the only ones who are completely 100%.
I mean, that's absolutely amazing. So who are your customers? Who are interested in this type of product?
I think, well, anyone that has a passion for nature, for beauty, but also holistic health.
Yeah.
I think what's very important about Enlight is that it's not just something you apply on your skin. It's like a whole ritual, it's a whole self-care approach. Mm. You know, the way the products are made as well, you know, we make all our bases in-house, so they're all made via herbal oils. So we extract everything, you know, under one roof. So, you know, from mixing the herbs to the actual infusion, which takes about 4 weeks under the moon cycle and the sunlight, you know, there's a whole huge slow beauty approach, chemistry approach to it.
Yeah.
So we appeal to, you know, to that kind of audience that wants to understand a little bit more.
Yeah.
Also to the audience that actually just wants a product that works. So you know, we've got kind of both.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk to me a bit about green chemistry. So looking on your website, you talk a lot about the alchemy of, you know, science meeting nature.
Yes.
And the idea of green chemistry. And this is a term that our listeners are probably starting to hear a little bit more of. Can you tell us a bit about what green chemistry is?
Well, yes, it's, I think because, again, Dr. Spiezia comes more so a medical background, there's a lot more that goes into the formulations than the way that everything is made. So for us, what's really important, for example, is the synergy between the actual ingredients and how they interact together. Mm. The alchemy is, you know, kind of taking lots of different elements and remixing them in a certain way to create something stronger.
Mm.
It's kind of all that. You know, big passion is also the quantum vision, which, again, we talk about a lot on our website, where, you know, the way that the process behind the products is made It enhances the vibration of the products.
Yeah.
And this is something that we've talked about for years, but actually this year it has been scientifically proven via a hypospectral imaging study that we did in Italy, which is amazing. It's quite complicated to explain. There is more on our website, but basically it focuses on the molecular structure of the products and the entropy and how the way that the production is carried out actually does physically enhance the vibration of the products, and in turn has a positive effect on your skin.
Yeah.
So for example, our products are shown that they work straight away, but over time as well, to improve circulation, to improve luminosity, and work with the skin in synergy to kind of from a health point of view.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely fascinating, actually. I love it.
It is. It really is. And if you look on your website, you just mentioned there's more information on your website, and you've got these amazing images showing the kind of someone using the Enlight products and then not. And it is these kind of, lovely visual images of almost the glow that comes off people, isn't it? It's like that kind of, we all talk about that lovely aura, and it looks like that. It looks like this glowy, beautiful, lit up aura. And the vibrate the idea of vibrations, I think people, consumers are starting to become a little bit more familiar with this now. Obviously, the gua sha stones have had a whole revamp, haven't they? A rebirth, really. And people are starting to understand the whole concept of, energies and vibrations, and how that can really stimulate the circulation within the human body and have massive benefits to health and well-being and appearance. So what you it sounds like you've done is you've managed to harness this in a pot, which is absolutely amazing. I mean, that's amazing that to
And
achieve
I
that.
think that's this year as well with the studies, just absolutely incredible, even for us that have been in the business for so long, because we've had amazing experiences. We get really, really good, the feedback, and for us also, the customer experience obviously is key. So we've always talked to our customers, but to actually to have it in writing and have those photos to kind of what we've been saying and what our customers have been saying is absolutely fabulous. So yeah, and I hope more people will kind of look into it and understand a little bit more, because it's fascinating.
Do you think the pandemic, I mean, obviously, in the early days of the pandemic, we all spent a lot of time in lockdown, didn't we? So we had a bit more time to devote to ourselves and interests that we may have. Do you think this has helped people to really reconsider how they approach their own sort of beauty and self-care routine? And actually, you mentioned the word ritual, and things have become a lot more ritualized. Do you think that helps for products like yours that have, take a bit more time and understanding?
I think so, definitely. I think what the lockdown has definitely taught a lot of us is taking time for ourselves. It was something that was out of our control that made everyone slow down, which I think was actually really important, because our lives at the moment is so hard to do. And I think, we've definitely seen an increase in interest. We're getting a lot more people actually wanting to know more about our products and wanting more advice on how to use them and how to, adapt their lifestyle to what's going on at the moment, and taking care of themselves a bit more. Like skincare and self-care goes hand in hand with mental health as well. It's the whole, we need to look after ourselves in every aspect. And I think, with a ritual, you're kind of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can people buy your products? Where are they available online, or are they in any
So
physical
you can buy
retailer?
them directly from us at inlightbeauty.co.uk. We also have selected stockists in various places in the UK. We actually have various in Europe as well. We've just got a new distributor in Jordan, for example,
Lovely. Amazing.
and the US. So yeah, we're expanding, which is very exciting. We've actually moved premises only about a year ago now into Helston, which is still in Cornwall, but is a bigger premises that allows us to be using 100% green energy, and allows us to have people to come in and actually trial the products and see a bit of production. So thank you from
Lovely.
Cornwall.
And that's all listed on your website, is it? So if people are
It's
interested in
listed on our
visiting,
website. Yes, definitely. We're open, pretty much all year round,
Lovely.
Friday.
That's absolutely amazing. And what next for the brand? Have you got any new products coming out? Is there any developments for the future?
To be honest, this coming year, we are really focusing on what we have, because with the sustainability, it's always been in our core, but I think more and more now, There's very much this awareness of, enough of new product development all the time, but actually harness what you have already. So we have a few things in the pipeline, but it's also reusing what we have already, and we're looking up to, circular economy and various bits like that. But watch this space.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So joining me now is Rachel Parsonage, who's the CEO of Naughty. Lovely to have you here with us on the show. Tell us about the brand.
Natalie, thanks ever so much for having me. Naughty is a naturals brand on a mission. We're here to really sort of exceed the performance of sort of conventional hair care and body care brands, but really utilizing the power of sort of naturals. And we want to do that as sort of an affordability, because it really shouldn't cost the earth to be able to use natural products in both your sort of your hair or your bathing routines.
Yeah, absolutely. And why was the natural route important to you when you founded the brand?
I think Lorna and I, when we co-founded it, we had come from a premium. We both worked with premium brands in the beauty industry, and formulation is very important. And we sat there and we thought, well, what if we could create a naturals brand that really is exceeding performance and drives that sort of the wow factor for customers, but also make it affordable. So the naturals part was really to... In terms of our DNA, we loved natural ingredients. We both worked with sort of essential oil brands, brands that we use in botanics, and sort of harnessing the power of plants. And so I think for both of us, it was just sort of where our heart was, but we wanted to try to bring it to an affordable, Naughty is an affordable price point brand. Yeah. And we felt that it was important to open up naturals to sort of that price point.
Absolutely. And I mean, a lot of consumers at the moment, even now, are still not really aware of the difference between a natural product and a product that maybe is slightly more synthetically derived. Could you just explain the differences just briefly for me?
Sure. Yeah, well, we set our, on any Naughty product, you'll see 97% natural. So we decided to set our own standard for ourselves. So 97% is the sort of metric we set. So we try to achieve a product that is 97% natural in everything we do. Some of our products are actually more than 97% natural. But Laura and I, coming from the premium sector, we also understand the value of science. And so there are products that need to have preservative systems to keep them safe. And we also understand in the sort of fragrance part of product development that by using natural fragrance in totality, you actually need a lot more than if you use a synthetic derivative. And so we chose to sort of use the 97.3%, the 97.3 as our sort of standard to navigate that for all of our sort of product DNA. The difference really is that we're not anti-synthetic, right? And I think that's really important. And I think the way the world is going, we have to adapt and look at the synthetic world in a much more positive light. I think it gets quite a negative light, but we feel that there are as good a plant and natural alternatives and where we can use a natural alternative that is both sustainable, but also it has the performance element, then we will choose that option. So that's sort of why we chose the 97% and the 3%.
Yeah. I mean, you've touched on some points there that are so, so important. I mean, you're absolutely correct. I think the mindset of all of us as a society globally is really starting to change, isn't it? We're all really understanding that the requirement for sustainability on a grand scale, it's absolutely vital. But also what's lovely in terms of a beauty brand is that consumers want to be more educated, don't they? They want to understand more about the different products that are available so they get to make the choice. I mean, there's so many out there. It's lovely that people can go in well informed into a store online and they are able to say, yeah, that brand absolutely hits the nail on the head for me. That's the brand for me. I think that's
yes. Excellent. And when we started actually back in sort of 2014, 2015, there weren't as many natural alternatives, and particularly vegan, because we're a vegan brand as well. There were not as many raw material ingredients as there are today. And that is a brilliant, that's the movement that really we want in the beauty industry, that with more innovation and more suppliers, you know, adapting those alternatives, I think it's a benefit for all.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I first started my kind of natural beauty journey myself, I was really disappointed. Actually, you've probably experienced this yourself, you know, actually, you know, starting out with natural products, we're talking sort of 10, 12 years ago now, I was so disappointed in the performance. Often they were exactly the ingredients I wanted, or more importantly, had the ingredients I didn't want to, you know, they didn't include the ingredients I didn't want to use on my body, but they just didn't work. And so I kept going back to these alternative brands that I really didn't feel comfortable with some of the ingredients being used on there. And what you've just said there, you know, actually ingredients, manufacturing and formulation is come on leaps and bounds, hasn't it? It's just making it so possible to produce products like this, isn't it?
Yes. And I think for us, I think when we started out with just hair care, we obviously have hair and body care now. Mm. But when we started out with hair care, it's very difficult to get the sort of, the women want instant results with their hair.
Yep.
And there's a number of synthetics like silicone that you have in standard conventional hair care, which gives you that lovely swishy feeling. And we decided not to. And I remember the number of formulation rounds we were going through to benchmark against some of these premium brands to see how it felt. So silicone was quite a battle for us, which we overcame. And we use butters and emulsifiers from plants to get that same sort of effect. But it's changed. And unlike you, we really built our rapport with the community, the vegan community. They were underserved, really, in the world of hair care. And it wasn't just our main aim, but they really adopted the brand. And we, you know, have huge thanks to that community to sort of really, they championed the brand in the early days because they were underserved.
Yeah.
So, it's great that we're coming together and there's just so many more options for people now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also touched on a point that I think is really important to bring up, really, and that is that actually not all synthetic ingredients are bad, and equally not all natural ingredients are good. So it works both ways, doesn't it? And so it really is up to a brand to put their scientific brains on, work with their chemist, and like you say, it's just testing it. It's setting a benchmark and getting it to a point where it actually works and it's formulated in a way that's what supports your brand ethos, really, isn't it?
Yeah, customers want choice, don't they? And everybody's lens is going to be different. And I think that's why we felt that we came at it with a mix of science and naturals.
Yeah.
And whilst I feel like the brand ethos for us is about inclusivity and transparency.
Yeah.
We can't be everything to everyone. Mm. When we decided where we were going to pitch the brand from a price perspective, that also obviously then gives you a set of parameters to work within. Mm-hmm. So we felt that actually the parameters, if we could set that sort of benchmark of 97%, it made it very transparent for customers that's what they're going to get in the product. And I think that's sort of how we built. And then the performance side, I think we took our learnings that there are all sorts of different hair types.
Yeah.
There are all different types of body types, skin conditions, skin concerns. So we built the brand around what's the problem that our customers are having?
Yeah.
And how can we then create a product that's, you know, DNA and naturals, but it then, you know, the benefits of those plant extracts for those sort of problems. So that's sort of how we built it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And where can people find your products? Is it mostly online? Are there any stores?
Well, we're now in 17 markets globally.
Amazing. Gosh, wow, that's fantastic.
So that's I mean, and we decided we were going to try and go global from a very early stage. And some people might think that was mad, but there was a lot of retailers, both online retailers and brick and mortar retailers, mm. that were wanting to step into naturals. And then we have our own website.
Yeah.
So we have a real mix. We're an omni-channel business now. We, you know, a mix of retailers, online retailers, and our own .com.
Excellent. And what's the URL for your website in case there's listeners wanting to purchase immediately?
It's lovenaughty.co.uk.
And naughty is actually spelled N-O-U-G-H-T-Y, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant.
Because we sort of, we built the sort of the no around the fact that we don't have some of these synthetics, yeah. and the parabens and silicons, and we sort of wanted to sort of build the DNA of the, you know, we've got nothing, no, naught, zero, nasties.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And just a quick one to end then, what do you think the beauty industry can expect for 2022? I mean, obviously the last few years have been a bit bonkers for everybody, and we're all looking forward to hopefully you know, a bit more smooth riding now moving forward. But what big trends do you think might be emerging that we should be looking out for?
I think I do feel that the hair and the body care markets have gone through quite a big change, and I think people are looking for more natural alternatives. So I think we'll see more of that, which is just, that's brilliant in my book. Mm. I think we have to come together on the whole impact of the planet.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to get to a sort of a 360 circular mindset. And I think I'm really passionate about not being anti anything. It's about finding innovative ways to build brands that are good for the planet and good for customers that sort of have a place. So I think we need to really come together on sustainability, recyclability, look at circular economies. That's really important to us. So I think we'll see more of that. And I believe that really, I think you might even see a shrinking of product where things become more multi-use. You know, I know there's lots of talk about skinification in hair and how we could sort of have these sort of one product for a lot of, you know, personal concerns. So we're trying to sort of, I think we're trying to navigate that, but we talk directly to our customers, and that's the lovely part of having your own, you know, your own channel.
Yeah.
They're really vocal. Our naughty tribe are really vocal about what products they want coming down the line. So it's really nice to be able to use that information and sort of give them what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes it so much easier, doesn't it? If they're telling you what they want, that takes away a lot of the guesswork, which is brilliant. But you're right. I mean, I think the whole multi-use products, the great thing about natural products, one step ahead, really, because there's nothing in the products that are really going to cause any issues to any part of the body, which makes multi-using them, like you say, moving from skin to hair or vice versa. It's brilliant, isn't it? People can just benefit from the sort of active ingredients that are within the products used wherever they need it on the body. So,
yeah absolutely.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. And if you want to go and check out the products, then it's
lovenaughty.co.uk.
Sorry, I got it wrong. Sorry. Yeah. lovenaughty.co.uk. Thanks very much, Rachel.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle mice, magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Joining me now is Lucy Goff, who's the founder of Lima Life, a supplement brand. Thank you for joining us, Lucy. I'd love to, first of all, find out a bit more about yourself and your background and how on earth you came to get into this sort of industry.
Well, no, first of all, thank you very much for having me today. It's a pleasure to see you. It's a strange one, really, because I never set out to launch any wellness brand at all. I was very happy working in PR. Before that, I was a journalist. And then I was in PR doing working with big luxury retailers, so like Waitrose and Selfridges. And it was really only after I had my daughter, who's 9 now, that things started to go wrong, and I caught septicemia. It was a catalogue of things going wrong. I caught preeclampsia, and I had an emergency C-section, and then one thing led to the other, and I actually left the Portland hospital with septicemia, and my body was just at rock bottom. Obviously, I was hugely grateful to science for saving me from septicemia and for finding the bug and for curing me. But ultimately, my body was just completely at rock bottom. I couldn't function. I had no energy. My brain wouldn't work. You feel rotten anyway after you've had a child and your body's gone through all of that. And I just couldn't function. I kept on going to all these Harley Street physicians, and they were going, look, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. You've just got to give yourself time, take some supplements, eat well, and it'll all be fine. And I just thought, you know what, I actually haven't got time. And I don't feel as though I can even function. And, you know, there's got to be some middle ground between, not being able to function and not having an infection but still feeling ill. One thing doesn't relate to the other. And I was taking a whole cupboard full of supplements. I couldn't have been eating better. And it was a couple of months later, my mum took me to one of these recuperation weekends in Geneva. You know, she said, look, sit by the lake, just don't do anything, breathe in the air, be Heidi for a couple of days. And I did. And I bumped into one of the world's leading brains in preventative degenerative disease, a guy called Dr. Paul Clayton, who happened to be there on a conference. And I was telling him my story. And he said, don't worry, I know some ingredients that will get you better in no time at all. And I was thinking like, oh my God, this is like too good to be true. But clearly I'm never going to hear from him again. And he was explaining that some supplements works, but there were some, most supplements don't work, but there was a very small section of supplements that actually did work, that have been proven in medical trials, that, you know, they work on a level of a pharmaceutical drug. And literally a few weeks later, get this package through the post, and I'm to take 100, sorry, not 100, it felt like 100, and to take 16 tablets every day. And I took them, and literally 4 weeks later, I was back at work. I just felt myself again, which was a miracle, really. And I asked him if I could have more of these ingredients. And he said, look, you know, I felt sorry for you. I did it as a favor. These ingredients are not widely available. And I was like, but I need to get more of these ingredients. And he was like, well, these are kind of the hidden category of nutrition. They're not available to the general public. And I was just determined. And I said, look, you know, I know if I'm suffering, there are millions of other people suffering. Let's produce a supplement that actually can change people's lives instead of actually doing nothing. He agreed to come in with me, and it took over a year to find a factory that would even deal with this set of ingredients, because the problem is they're way more expensive than generic or organic ingredients. Mm-hmm. So they don't fit into the commercial structure for the supplement market. But eventually we found a factory that would deal with this set of ingredients. And we launched Lima 2 years later. And we've never looked back since.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I mean, you know, looking at the information on the brand, it talks about the fact that it helps with sleep, energy, immunity, mood.
Yeah. So basically, you know, Paul Clayton is one of the leading scientists in the world in the field of preventative health.
Yeah.
So he genuinely understands the supplement market, what works, what doesn't. Mm. And he explained to me that actually, you know, you don't need a separate supplement if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're in your 40s, if you're in your 20s. It's just a marketing ploy to sell more products.
Yeah.
And actually, if something was formulated correctly, it's suitable for everyone. You know, you don't cook a meal and for a family and cook one meal for a kid and one meal for an adult and one meal for a female. You know, everybody eats the same food. And if something is formulated correctly, it can be of benefit to everybody. And it can, you know, you can have a one size fits all approach to supplementation. So Lima does help with sleep. It does help with immunity. It does help with focus. It does help with beauty. It does help with everything that you need it to, you know, stress, sleep, because each of the ingredients has been proven, not just in a private clinical study, you know, like the whole of the supplement industry, you know, banters the word scientifically proven, clinically tested. And all it means is they've paid for a private clinical study. Yeah. And with a private clinical study, you can say anything you want. You can you can say, you know, vitamin C made me look 10 years younger when it's physical impossibility. You know, if it was that simple, then, you know, the whole of the cosmetic industry wouldn't exist and you'd just take vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's kind of because it's formulated correctly, it can do everything it says it does. And these ingredients have not just been proven in private clinical studies. These ingredients have been through the same rigorous process as a pharmaceutical drug. So they've been proven in preclinical and clinical trials. The results have been published in peer-reviewed medical journals and proven at specific doses. So it's actually impossible for Lima not to work. It's like taking an ibuprofen and, you know it's going to get rid of your headache 20 minutes after you take it because there's been numerous peer-reviewed studies that demonstrate that it does that. And, you know, your body can't fight the delivery systems in each of the ingredients in Lima.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a proven solution for so many people that are left out on a limb by the world of pharma. You know, pharma doesn't deal with preventative health at all. It just deals with us taking away a symptom once you've presented yourself with a symptom. Whereas Lima is the highest level of preventative health, preventative supplementation that you can get. You don't have to hope it works. You know it's going to work because it's been proven in published medical journals.
And I think actually perhaps the pandemic has helped with the mentality toward this. People are much more concerned now with preventative ways of helping your body just not to get unwell in the first place, you know, whereas we've all grown up, haven't we, with that mentality of, oh, well, there's a drug for everything. And once you, like you say, once you present those symptoms, you go to a GP and the GP gives you something to get rid of it. Whereas now, you know, if we can all avoid getting into that trap, then that helps.
I mean, it's interesting you say that because yes, people are a lot more aware of preventative health, but nobody really knows the right route to take because over 90% of the supplement industry is a complete waste of time. It is unproven. So the majority of supplements are not going to have any benefit to you whatsoever. And the problem is that, you know, over 50% of food purchases in the UK are actually processed junk food, and that's going to increase your inflammation as well. So, you know, it's kind of a vicious cycle as to where does the consumer go for the right information?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get anywhere by taking a well woman every day.
Yeah.
You know, if and that's what the majority of people are taking. You're not going to get anywhere by taking something that's organic, because all that means is it's been grown without a pesticide.
Mm.
It doesn't mean to say it's going to not get killed off by the acid in your stomach or yeah. provide you with any kind of a health benefit. And how does the consumer know who to trust? It doesn't, because there's no legislation in the supplement market. And that's the reason you can put anything out there that actually doesn't have a benefit at all, and it's entirely legal. So, you know, it's really kind of word of mouth as to how Lima has exploded from a kitchen table business, which is what which it was 3.5 years ago, to a big global business today,
yeah.
Because people are finding relief through Lima,
yeah.
and they've tried everything else.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's basically, you know, we didn't formulate these ingredients. These ingredients existed. We just introduced them to the market.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of listeners now thinking, right, I'm going to clear out that cupboard. I've got hundreds of,
well,
of supplements.
Yeah, this is the thing, you know. I mean, how many supplements are people mm-hmm. taking? And, you know, if you look in your cupboard, unless something has got a trademark next to it, it means it's not been proven at all.
Yeah.
So don't look for turmeric extract.
Yeah.
Look for the patented form of turmeric. I mean, actually, turmeric is an interesting one, because actually the entire turmeric industry is a placebo. So organic turmeric is a placebo. It you will never get an active level into your plasma to have an anti-inflammatory effect, because
yeah.
it's not bioavailable. And then you get all these water-soluble turmerics, you know, the you see them on your Facebook feed where they put turmeric into water and it all goes yeah. orange.
Yeah.
But what they don't tell you is the majority of that ingredient is made up of the carrier system that makes it water soluble,
mm.
leaving like a negligible amount for the actual curcuminoids.
Yeah.
And there's only one turmeric extract in the world that actually can have an anti-inflammatory effect
yeah.
at a proven dose, and that's Hydrokirk.
Okay,
that's the one in Lima, because the only 10% of the total ingredient is made up of the carrier system that makes it water soluble,
mm-hmm.
Which leaves enough room for the actual curcuminoids. But it's only proven at a dose of higher than 500 milligrams, which
right.
is why we dose it at 600 milligrams.
Right. Okay. Do you know, I mean, just listening to you talk now, I'm thinking, crikey, I didn't realize all of this. And
nobody
realizes
yeah. it, because all these brands are part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, I see all these super duper turmerics,
mm.
you know, like, you know, they're saying, oh, this is scientifically proven. Yeah, it's scientifically proven, but it's not scientifically proven to have a health benefit.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
scientifically proven to be,
just do what you yeah exactly
to exist
yeah yeah sure. So I mean, let's move on a bit. I mean, it sounds like the supplements are amazing. I'm definitely going to go and check them out, but I understand you've also got a laser treatment on the market now as well.
Yeah, so that was an interesting discovery. we've got about 30 scientists that are working with us all over the world, always looking for the you know, the next latest and greatest technologies that are out there. And people are coming back with some really amazing products for our second SKU.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing kind of felt as spine tingly as the supplement until Paul Clayton, who was actually in Germany looking at a man's knees.
Mm.
There's a 62-year-old man's knees that have been treating one of them with low-level laser therapy to rebuild cartilage in one of his knees. And he was looking at the picture of his knees, and he thought, well, forget what it's doing inside of the knee. Mm. The skin on the knee that had been treated looks about 20 years younger than the other knee,
yeah,
skin
yeah.
on the other knee. And that's when he thought, well, this is going to be the next Lima product, because mm. just as the supplement industry you know, was in desperate need of a category of proper evidence-based nutrition, the at-home skin device industry, it just doesn't work, you know. You get these microcurrent machines that give you a lift for a few hours and then you droop again, or you get an LED machine that can give you a bit of a glow. And, you know, radio frequency is just putting energy into your skin. It doesn't mean to say it's going to result
It doesn't allow your body to store that energy.
It's like, yes, you know, it increases ATP, but, you know, ATP is just a measure of metabolic energy. It doesn't mean to say it's actually going to result in complete skin renewal. Just the same as a calorie, or, you know, all calories are not equal. Yes, a Mars bar will have calories in, but it's not going to provide you with a health benefit, whereas eating an avocado will have the calories in and provide you with a health benefit. So the skin laser is the first cosmetic device on the market to utilize low-level laser therapy, which is interesting because it's actually what a lot of the LED industry is using the science from. But LED and laser are two completely different forms of light, and they work in two completely different ways. LED can only ever work superficially because the light is not a coherent light source. It's a scattered light, and you know, you get these huge plumes of light coming off an LED mask and it all looks very dramatic. But in reality, as soon as that LED light hits a dense surface like the skin, it just bounces off the surface of it. And that's why you get a nice glow when you use an LED mask. But it's totally incapable of transforming your skin in any way, because in order to transform the skin, the light has got to reach the bottom layers of the skin where the fibroblasts are. And an LED can't do that. Whereas low-level laser therapy, which is what the Lima laser uses, that's a coherent light source. So the light can go through all the layers of the skin, past the fat and muscle tissue beneath, without losing physiological power. And it actually works through a phenomenon called laser speckle, which is unique to low-level laser therapy. And when near-infrared laser light penetrates each layer of the skin, where it hits all the cells, it triggers a genetic switch inside of those cells. And the cells that are associated with aging are switched off, and the cells that are associated with renewal are switched on. And that's how the Lima laser works. And that's why you've got to use it every day for the first 3 months. Because what you're doing is you're switching on more and more and more cells that had naturally died off as part of the aging process or been damaged through scar tissue. And you're empowering the skin to behave like it did before the aging process set in or before the scar happened. And it can totally remodel the skin. It can totally rebuild the skin. You know, you can get rid of a scar using the Lima laser, and you can't get rid of a scar by using any other at-home beauty device.
It's absolutely amazing. And actually, you know, I'm in my 40s now, so, you know, the aging process is well and truly set in.
I'm almost at the end of my 40s.
So, you know, you do get to the point where you start considering injectables and, you know, perhaps cosmetic surgery if you want to go that extreme. But actually, you know, ethically and morally myself, I don't really want to use injectables, but this sounds like a non-injectable solution to
this. This is a total non-injectable solution, because, I mean, with Botox, you're not actually improving the quality of your skin. You're stopping the movement, so you're stopping a wrinkle from happening. With fillers, you're just stretching the skin so you don't get a wrinkle anymore. But, you know, there's nothing else out there that can actually improve the quality of the skin to the effect that you actually can halt the aging process happening, and more that you can actually reverse the aging process happening. So it's brilliant, and it's completely safe. You know, you can use it around your eyes, you can use it anywhere on your body, and it can totally rebuild the skin. And actually the irony is, without causing any damage to the skin whatsoever. It doesn't rely on the stress damage approach, which is what the rest of the skin renewal industry relies on. And that's why it's the first cosmetic laser that can be used on all skin types and tones. So lasers cannot be used on darker skin tones, mm-hmm. because the more pigmented your skin is, the more risk of scarring you have through through a trauma that happens to it. Whereas the Lima laser causes no damage at all. So it's a huge game changer for people of colour.
Yeah, that's amazing. And where can we get hold of the supplements and the laser? Is it all available on your website, or are there any?
Well, the interesting part is because we're using ingredients that cost, over 300 times more than organic ingredients, our biggest commitment was to keep the price as low as we can. Mm-hmm. So although Lima costs £149 a month, if we were making the same margin as the rest of the supplement industry, it would cost £800 a month plus.
Yeah.
So our biggest commitment was to make the Lima supplement as keen a price as we could. But that means that we're predominantly a direct to consumer brand, because the commercials don't really work on a wholesale basis. So we give we've given the supplement to a handful, like 4 or 5 retailers globally, more like halo retailers.
Yeah.
And again, with our laser, but the majority of customers come direct to our website. We cap our wholesale.
Yeah.
So yes, it's available on our website, lima.life, and we offer free next day shipping to over 70 countries globally. It's also available at select retailers like Harrods, Net-a-Porter, in the States, Bergdorf Goodman, mm-hmm. Saks, and John Bell and Croydon in the UK as well.
Lovely. Well, I know I'm going to be going and having a look into it. I'm just about to go into my kitchen and clear out. We've got an enormous supplement cupboard, and that's all going in the bin, to be honest with you. That just, I mean, it's great. I mean, are there any education pieces on your website as well? Can people go there to find out more information about this?
Yeah, there's a bit of education on there, but because we are not a pharmaceutical drug, we can't make any medical claims, and we're not allowed to put anything that insinuates that Lima can help with any form of health benefit.
Which is crazy you've got people actually using it and reporting it.
It's really bad, and it's a political issue, because the pharmaceutical world controls the food world, and the pharmaceutical world wants you to be as ill as you were going to get, and then they'll take away the symptom. And it's a shame, because the generic vitamins and minerals that you can get from your diet, so there's actually not a lot of need through supplementation, because if you eat a good diet, you can get everything you need from that diet. You don't really see deficiencies anymore. Mm. People don't go around with rickets like they used to. The only two vitamins that you can't really get enough of from your diet are vitamin D3 and vitamin K2, mm-hmm. which is why those are the only vitamins that you'll find in Lima. But if you take Lima, you just don't need anything else. You might some people like to take an omega. Mm-hmm. Again, the fish oil industry has never been proven ever, but there are two omega products there are only about a couple of omega products that actually do work. You've got to mix them with a certain amount of polyphenols in order to make the fish oil work. But aside from that, you don't really need anything else.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and enlightening us, actually. I mean, I know the listeners to this show, they're going to be absolutely fascinated with the whole idea of something being bioavailable and how that works. And I know myself, I'm going to go and do quite a lot of research on this. So thanks very much.
If anybody wants to hear the full picture, mm-hmm. That we can't say on our website. If you email our concierge, they will arrange a consultation with you, and they can tell you everything. And then if you have another specific problem, they can recommend other supplements that other ingredients that might help you as well.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much.
Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you.